Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, I just did a show. I'm going to do it again. You know, I suffered so much trauma. I had a bad life. So many bad experiences from when I was 4 years old, made fun of, attacked. The facts were just horrific. I had bad luck in all aspects of my life, bad luck. It's hard to be positive. I lived a life of despair. I was even harassed for 20 years by deranged hoodlums on a street that I lived on simply because they were jealous of me or they thought I was going to be some celebrity, which was insane. So that's what kind of experiences I have. And you know, it took a toll on me because I didn't know why I was attracting bad people. I'm not interested in no body who has bad experience, you know, or a bad person. You know, when I was younger, it was a learning experience because of being attacked, being a victim of ID theft, being a victim of fraud, being and so on, all kinds of experiences. I had brain damage from being beaten across the head, and it's come to form ADD. So I lose things and stuff because of that brain damage from being beaten across the head. So I had to be very careful. I try to be very careful who I deal with because I'm a very good person. I try to see people on their character. For a period of time, it was hard because there were a time where my experiences with certain individuals were all negative. But I realized that I met good people and bad people from all walks of life. It was very hard to get to that point, and it still is sometimes because my thinking from the bad experiences, you know, from homelessness and being beaten across the head or ID theft or starving because someone stole money from me or, you know, and then not to mention all the other experiences, you know, not getting that great job and stuff and love and recognition, all that stuff just took a toll. And it still does, but I have to just keep positive. But it's hard. How can I be positive with all that stuff? Let me tell you, I'm doing the best I can. I realize how angry I am when an individual nearby outside, they were saying crazy stuff that probably didn't make sense or wasn't true, but was saying they were listening to my inside my home or looking at my home, which, as I mentioned before, that crazy person out there was saying they were peeping at. I didn't allow that. I had called the police about it. I had no proof, but that's crazy. Saying they were listening to me play the keyboard so they could steal a song I written so they can get in the music business. They said they sampled my songs. They took my dreams away. And they said, all I need to do is sue, and they'll settle, and they ain't going to settle at all, which shows the signs of a dangerous, evil person. But the evil and dangerous I learned in my own family, mother and father family, some parts I just learned instinctively that I couldn't trust nobody at a young age. And in my hometown, Earl Street, all the women grew up to be drug dealers and criminals and steal from other family members, so I had to keep away. My mental health was affected when I was younger because I suffered so much trauma living, being attacked and living in my home that was violence and pain. And not to mention, I think I had an injury from the damage from being beaten. I did have a gunshot over my head, and I did, you know, I got beat so bad. And, you know, while I was not perfect, I learned that I had to be in a quiet place with good people. And then when I came to L.A., I acted out because I wanted to be in the industry, so I hung out with alcoholics and I drank, then I stopped drinking. I did not become an alcoholic. I stopped drinking because I looked at my dad and said, and I couldn't be like my dad. And my dad, as a drunk, was horrific. He was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Got into so many fights, went to jail so many times, he ended up dying for it. Dying because of alcoholism. And it was just, and I suffered so much pain because of it in more ways than one. And at the same time, alcoholics and drug addicts that I hung around stole this thing to me, committed fraud. I was naive, and I couldn't let myself be naive. So I learned a basic common sense, stay away from negative people. So because of those experiences, I can't hang out with a cocaine addict or alcoholic. I can't hang out with a crazy, mentally ill person who do bad things to me because I suffered tremendous trauma. I was harassed by a deranged person who I did not know, who thought I was a victim because they were jealous of me for 20 years. I was attacked from behind by a person. When I was homeless, I was in places where somebody stole my ID. I had to be very careful, don't I? Someone even pretended to be me. So I went through so many experiences, and I have not mentioned those the experiences that I have. Some in recovery, some take a whole lifetime to heal from all those years of experiences, not to mention the homelessness, the despair. What really makes me angry is that I had a job and I got laid off, and then I had to deal with racism and things that no one should deal with, but that's what happens when you're an African-American person. But then at the same time, while I'm being an African-American person, the other African-Americans that come around me that I experienced were dangerous. They try to steal and do things to me. And I said, nothing but negativity. Do I believe that stereotype that African-Americans kill each other and stuff like that? No, that's a racist concept. But it is true to an extent. While most black people don't hurt our good law-abiding citizens, there are some elements who do hurt and rob and harass other people. But there are whites and Latinos who do the same thing, and I have to stay away from them too. In other words, I cannot hang around a negative person, a criminal, a con artist, a thief, a drug addict, an alcoholic, someone who's up to no good. I have to hang around positive people, someone who's going to treat me right, who's going to respect me, who's not going to look at me as a victim, but look at me as just a human being and let me be me. And there's lots of people regardless of color, race, creed, whatever. But unfortunately, there's good and bad in everybody, in every sector of society. So I try to hang out with the good and see good in everything. Even when my mind gets closed, sometimes I'm like, there's good in everybody because I'm very progressive. And that is the truth. The truth is there's good and bad in everybody. But my life is just too, I don't know. I would say my life is just too hard and it's just so much despair. It really makes me angry when someone say, oh, I should get a good job or do this. And they ain't out there working. And you know how many times, thousands of times they lay me off or don't hire me. But I'm going to still try. Because I was working, I got laid off. Then I get scared because of the trauma. I'll be like, okay, did they reject me because of my abilities, or did they reject me because of the way I look? Because I was judged. One of the reasons I was judged not getting in the industry because some people were prejudiced against me because I didn't look like a rock star. I didn't have an afro. Or I didn't have long a bandana or whatever, image or whatever. And that's prejudice. Or some people didn't want me to move into their home because they thought, because I was a big black man, they thought I was a criminal, and I wasn't. Well, I do get angry, but I am not no criminal. I am not the stereotype. I don't go around robbing or doing bad things. I don't hurt other people. No, I'm not. I'm not that stereotype. While there are, unfortunately, some black men who are bad and dangerous, most black men and women are not dangerous. But I came across, you know, some who were, but most are not. There's good and bad in everybody. I'm not one of them. I don't go around harassing people. I don't steal from other people. I'm not perfect. I'm not a saint. Oh, no. I have done things. I'm not a perfect person. I try to be as good as possible, but I'm not perfect. But trying to be good or trying to be as good enough is not enough to deal with this world. Being a nice guy simply means some people think that's a token to take advantage, and I'm not going to take that. But I had too much trauma. I have to be careful who I hang around with. So I said, keep the good people around me who treat me right, and still, you know, make sure that I take care of myself and be rational. I'm like, oh, we all make mistakes. It's okay, you know. But you don't want to be around somebody who you find, you know, I don't want to be around somebody who, or live with somebody who's going to, I have something in my home and it's stolen. You know, you don't want to deal with somebody like that. I already dealt with that a long time ago. Someone stole $400 out of my drawer. And then the same person, I didn't know who it was. I was scared. I didn't have no money in there. The same person used my name to steal. So I had to be careful. I can't live with somebody like that. Mm-mm. You don't live with no criminal. I can't live with no criminal, but that was because I was so poor. I was homeless. You know, I was living in a roomie house briefly with 10 other homeless men, and that, you know, and that wasn't so safe, unfortunately. I can't live with or be around a negative person, a dangerous person. I don't care where they come from. Doesn't matter who they are. I have to be around positive people. But it's hard so I can stay safe. Because the trauma was too much. I could have lost my life. I already got brain damage from being beat across the head too many times. Yes, I do. Permanent brain damage. And I'm still high functioning. Yes, I ain't going to take that risk. I'm changed forever from all that trauma. And then I had to deal with somebody who judged me from by the way I look. I'm like, listen, I ain't dealing with I ain't dealing with no prejudice person regardless of race, you know, or color. You know, because I know, you know, I dealt with it. I couldn't get apartments. I couldn't get homes. I couldn't get jobs because of the way I look, because of racism. But I could, but at the same time, black on black, I dealt with black on black crime too. So it's really like, it's good. It's worse people regardless. And then it had me questioning, hell is on earth. But it does how, you know, to deal with this hell, I have to adopt positive things. Positive, be healthy as much as possible so I can enjoy heaven on earth and so, to some extent. Even though I feel life has been unfair to me due to the fact that I made efforts and I haven't been given that chance like other people who are ambitious, I still believe that I have to pay my dues. I have to make some effort in trying to make my life better. You know, I don't want to be listening to some crazy person talking about, I ain't going to make it. Oh, we're going to stop. They're going to stop me from getting a good job. You know, I listened to that for years. Oh, they don't want me to own a home. They don't want me to be a doctor. They don't want me to be a rock star. They don't want me to make it in the music industry. they're going to use my song and sample it, take away my Hollywood dreams. Why is I'm dealing with a, I don't know. Maybe because the way I look, they think, maybe that's what it is, which is so ignorant and prejudiced. You know, it's like, that's how I look serious, or maybe I look angry sometimes. I have to. I've been through some of the most horrific experiences any human being could experience. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be a criminal, I guess, or hang out with one. It's hard. It really is. I like people all walks of life. I think I like to, I have role models, you know. I like John Lennon as a musician because he write about, all we need is love. His songwriting was so innovative. And as a musician, a songwriter, I thought it was so innovative with A Day in the Life and Tomorrow, you know. But, so he is influenced musically to make original music. Then I like Kurt Cobain because he writes real sad but meaningful music. Of course I'm going to write sad meaningful music. I almost got my head blown off or my battered across the head that caused me to have a permanent brain damage and memory because of all those experiences. But it's hard to be positive with all that. It really is. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I can't. I have to continue to write music. So I wrote songs like Set Me, you know, Outkast, Trauma that I released. Maybe I re-released Trauma. It's a punk song. But I was a rock and roller. Pure rock and roller. Pure. Then I became pop and rock, and I'm a pop singer. And then there was Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because that song is about going through a lot of bad experiences. And I thought I was a tragedy. The truth is, I am. But I don't want to see myself, I don't see myself that way. I see myself as a positive person who can overcome it. Like that song, the lyrics are written and unique. I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. And I really believe that. But I try to be positive, you know, but it's hard. Because life is a difficult undertaking. It really is. I'm going to do the best I can. It really is so hard sometimes. I just have to do the best I can. I say that because, you know, the best way to deal with it is to be positive and not positive, be around positive situations, positive people, because it brings about positive consequences. So try to be happy. But in order to be happy, I had to talk about the stuff, deep stuff or dark stuff to cleanse it from my soul, because that's the only way for me to be a pure person, to be happy and to be really healthy. You have to get rid of the darkness out of the soul in order to be really cleansed of it. You can't push it under the rug and not talk about it, which I realize I have to talk about deep stuff. If I'm in pain or went through some suffering, I can't keep it in because it's going to make me ill. I'm going to sabotage my wellness, so I have to talk about it so it comes out. So trauma and bad experiences, I suffered numerous, but I'm not going to let it control my life because I'm a winner. I'm not a tragedy. Even though life have not given me that chance at that brass ring, despite being an American, I still try to believe there's positives that things will change for the better. I really do think things will change in some ways, but life is not fair. It isn't. When you see Elon Musk with $200 or $300 trillion, and then I see somebody over on the streets of San Fernando Valley or San Gabriel Valley or Santa Monica, there are people living on the streets of Hollywood and who have no money at all and been sleeping on the street for years. So there's two extremes. And everybody is in between those extremes. It's not fair. But I had, you know, for me, I have to just try to control my life and do the best I can. It's a very painful life. So I have to pay my dues in some way. Make some effort. But when I hear somebody say, oh, they take me singing, or they're going to use what I write, play on the keyboard to steal, that is so cool. And they got a contract. Well, you got a contract by stealing my songs. I'm like, I don't believe it. That's impossible. Things are, I'm saying allegations are simply impossible. These people got mental health issues saying things that don't make sense. I already got somebody who got a serious mental illness coming over here 2 decades and who don't even know me and still coming around thinking they're going to be with me. That's not going to happen. That's an obsession. That's really sick. This is the honest truth. And when people hear me say these stuff on the podcast, then I have to deal with people in my environment that, oh, they think I'm sick, or I need to see. They want to bring in somebody to help me. They think something wrong with me. Oh. Yeah, I have a unique, some people think I'm just too unique. And that's who I am. But I'm not crazy. I'm aware of reality. I am somebody who's going to make up stories. I always tell the truth. It's allegations. It's impossible, okay? But that's crazy in itself for somebody out was gossiping who I come, those homeless people come and say it. So I like to talk about it because that's what they say to me. It ain't something that I made up. Well, anyway, I try to be very careful what I say. I try to be honest. But I don't, you know, I want to get people to understand my point of view. And, you know, I'm not going to try to kid you. I'm just telling you like it is. I talk about deep stuff, and it's truthful to cleanse my soul. It's all truthful. It's all positive. But, you know, the thought of someone saying they took my dreams away to get into rap or metal or rock or to R&B is very, very evil. Because, you know, to say that by sample, I don't know if there's any truth to that. I have to let it go. But if it's evidence, I'll let you know. But don't take someone's dream away because that's evil. Or the thought someone's going to use my keyboard play, make up a melody to steal to get to the industry and to, you know, and say, you know, that's crazy. That's evil. Stay away from evil people, even if they are related. And go by the character. Yes, I have heroes of all types. Intellectually and artistically. But I'm going to be okay, even though it's hard sometimes as a human being to feel okay. I feel I haven't gotten enough chance. You know, I had to let go of the expectations, but I still have the goals. But still, I'm like, I'm not no criminal. I'm not somebody to go around hurting people. I'm not somebody who just didn't try at all. I'm not somebody who just sabotages himself, do self-destructive things. So that's why I was like, why is I suffering? Then I realized I had to take responsibility for myself and not compare to myself to other people and not judge other people. But at the same time, people judge me. When I come out, they laugh at me. The crazies, they laugh at me. They say things that don't make sense. They say things that don't pertain to the reality of my life. I don't know why I attract that or a dangerous person. But then I realized they attracted to me because they probably hear me on podcasts. They probably see my music. And they think, oh, I'm on my way up. And they try to tear me down to prevent me from getting to the next level. Or see me as a songwriter or a singer and try to steal and take advantage of what I write on my master writer. to get to the next level, which is so evil. It's pure evil because you don't steal from somebody to get ahead. The music business or something is for people who have who work hard on making a song, work hard on talent, and they're honest. Because I don't believe none of those allegations, because I think all those allegations are insane. Just like I deal with insane people. I cannot hang out with no insane people. These same people say things that don't make sense. Again, while I say all these things, people question my judgment, my mental health. My mental health is fine. Of course, it can be fragile. Of course it will be. Living on the street, all the bad experiences I had, not to mention suffering all that trauma and physically and mentally, of course it ain't gonna be. I ain't gonna be all hunky dory. Everything's gonna be okay. No way, all the time. But I have to, you know, try to make it best because life is too short. I don't know how long I'm gonna live, so I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. I get very angry sometimes when I hear something don't make sense outside of me, and I like. Get so angry because it don't make sense. It's not fair for me to listen to this, to some insane person saying, oh, I ain't going to make it, or talk about, or question, why is this person talking about something that don't pertain to reality or something that's criminal? Like they said, they were saying, which is sick. I heard them say it. I honestly did. This is no lies. Talk about what I'm doing inside my... There are mentally ill people. There are some mentally ill homeless on the street, okay? Keep away. You know, I don't need to deal with that, you know. I don't, you know, I need to deal with sanity and being safe and dealing with direct reality. I don't need to deal with no crazy person saying things, but I have to keep away. I can't deal with no insane or someone who's severely mentally ill because they're not well enough to understand. And then, not capable of being healthy until they get on their medication. So I had to keep away. I deal with people who are healthy, who take care of themselves, who are healthy. I have to be healthy, you know? I'm not a perfect person, no way. One day at a time, but I'm going to be okay and make the best out of what I have because it's been a tough life. Too tough. But I have to give to you with my dreams, be positive, and take what I have and make the best out of it and continue to aspire to new, higher levels of understanding, consciousness, and material avenues of understanding my life. Because I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet. Life is too short. But I also have to be healthy enough to understand it and to stay alive at the same time. Good day, good night from Dove Night.